A tough night starting off. Holcomb came out shooting pretty well there, but second half, I think you guys played a lot better in that second half, but just the too big a hole to overcome.
Yeah, the first half we were just slow. I mean, but you see what happens when you have guys that are cutting really hard and the ball's never sticking. I mean, when Holcomb runs their offense and it's popping around there and they got multiple cutters going through there, like it's difficult. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as we told the guys in the locker room, like you need to learn things from other teams. You know, what makes us easy to trap sometimes is the ball sticks and players aren't cutting as fast as they need to. And when that happens, it's easy to trap. And in the first half for them, I mean, the ball was popping around and, we got lost and they were able to hit six or seven threes or whatever it was in the first half. And when we did get out to them, they kind of freeze us with a shot fake and get past us and made plays inside. But, mm-hmm. you know, the big part about, you know, aside from the three-pointers in the first half was the offensive rebounds for them. I mean, they just dominated us. I think one possession they had five, and it ended up, you know, getting them a three. So, you know, it's usually not a very good night for us if we get out-rebounded, and especially on the offensive glass like that. So, long shots, you know, lead to a lot of long rebounds, and we were running to the rim early on in the game, and the longer rebounds were going over our heads. So we just got to be more disciplined when it comes to those things, and we've got to make the ball move a little bit better on offense.
And, you know, it felt like in the late first half you're finally getting some people trying to drive in there, and but you guys did a much better job with your guards of penetrating in the second half.
They did. Well, I mean, you're playing with your back to the wall right there. You got to be more aggressive, and we came out with the press. And you know, that first unit that we put in there, I thought they really got after it. I think we got the lead down to 12 or something like that. But they were just playing hard. They were being aggressive, and the ball wasn't sticking near as much. So, you know, good things happen. When the ball moves like that, it's hard to double-team the post. It's hard to, you know, to dig down from the backside if your man's already moving. So, we just got to be more disciplined and more focused on sharp cuts, hard cuts, and making sure that ball doesn't stick in our hands. Because the first half was, you know, we couldn't get much going. And I don't know. Until I watch the film, I don't really know what happens down low. But as big as kids that we have, for them to not get the ball, something's got to be, you know, we've got to be getting displaced somewhere. But you know, also we've got to use our lower body to, mm-hmm. to, you know, fight for position. And I think sometimes we get focused on using our arms and our shoulders. And so we just got to get a little bit better positioning and be a little bit more forceful down there. And, but, you know, I thought we showed a lot of pride in that second half, mm-hmm. You know, come out and you know, win the second half by three or whatever it was. But, they didn't stop playing hard. You know, they came out with, yep. with you know, that intention that they were going to be aggressive. And, you know, we really got after it in that second half. And so I was proud of them for putting, you know, their hearts on the line out there and playing hard.
Well, it's just 2 days off, and then you're back at it on Monday and Tuesday. And it doesn't get any easier going to Hugoton, on Monday night.
No, it does not. Hugoton's playing about as good as anybody in our league, if not better. They've kind of made some rotations with their starting lineup, and they've got some pretty athletic kids and pretty physical kids that slid into two of their roles. We got our work cut out for us, and we knew that. You know, we knew it. You know, in this stretch, it was going to be tough. We just want to continue to grow as a team and try to, you know, make sure we're playing our best basketball. And tonight, you know, gave us a learning opportunity. Mm-hmm. You know, so if we can take that and we can actually put it, you know, put it into our game and make that a part of it, you know, moving without the ball, cutting hard, getting the ball out of our hands. If we can do those things and learn from it, you know, then it's not as, you know, negative as it feels right now. So I look for our guys to, you know, bounce back and be sharp and play hard. You know, the one thing that they're always going to do is play hard.
Yes.
We get a little lost every once in a while. But, you know, they're always going to play hard, and I was proud of them in that second half.
Once again, Coach Brian Gentry joining us here. Scott City loses a tough one here tonight, 58-42. And thanks for the time, Coach. We'll do it a couple times in a row next week.
All right, thanks, Adam.
All right, once